Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request permission of the floor to address the body briefly on the same subject as the previous speakers.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to, first of all, echo the thanks to Representative Phillips. It was a very enlightening trip, and we do have a large number of issues in common with the people from the Yukon, and I think it's particularly important because, with respect to the resolution that was debated on the floor earlier, everything from Canada possibly pulling out of NATO to problems of the bush to problems of renewable resources and transportation. It's extremely important that we maintain our good relationship with the people from the Yukon Territory. And specifically, I'm concerned, and I wanted to just mention one thing. At a time when it becomes increasingly important for us to have communications and transportation between the territory of the Yukon and the state of Alaska, at the present time, we don't have any airline service between Fairbanks or Anchorage and Whitehorse. And there are 15,000 people in Whitehorse that could be a ready market for our customers for stores in Anchorage and Fairbanks. And I think it's particularly important that we do what we can to encourage transportation and communication in that area. Thank you.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday.
Any objections?